Welcome to our church's transformative journey through the New Testament by embarking on a year-long voyage that will enlighten, inspire, and deepen our faith. Join us as we dive into one section at a time, exploring the New Testament's teaching and wisdom. Through this collective endeavor, we will grow closer as a community, drawing strength and guidance from the powerful words of the New Testament. Together, let's embrace this incredible opportunity to enrich our spiritual lives and to walk hand in hand through the sacred pages of the New Testament.
Good morning. On this week's podcast, we're going to be in Romans chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. And we're also going to jump back into Acts for a second once we get rolling. I hope you'll forgive me for my voice or lack thereof this morning. 'Tis the season of the Bradford Pear. So I want to take a couple minutes this morning and think about what it means to live by faith. Living by faith is not easy. And in our world, living by faith is not the norm. If you want to see the norm, it can be found toward the end of this chapter. But living by faith isn't easy. And it also takes a lot of intentionality. If I'm not really intentional about living by faith, I will quickly stray from God and turn to my own foolish wisdom in an attempt to carry myself through life. I'm not sure if you've ever tried to literally pick yourself up before, but I have not found that to be a possibility, so carrying myself certainly isn't a possibility. I will never learn to live by faith until I understand that I'm not good enough to make it on my own. I need someone carrying me every day, and there's only one who is strong enough, reliable enough, and kind enough. So think back on Romans chapter 1, verses 16 and 17 with me, and I'll read it. It says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith." So these two verses set up the body of Paul's letter to the church in Rome. So verse 16 in particular acts as kind of a thesis statement. So what he's doing in this verse is he's saying, "Hey Rome, I'm about to hurt your feelings really, really badly, but I'm also going to encourage you. And the one and only reason that I do any of this is for the sake of the gospel. And by the way, I'm not ashamed of it." So with that in mind, he moves on to a major theme and question that he's going to cover throughout the book of Romans, which is, what does it look like for me to live by faith? Now keep in mind that the ones who would have been asking this question at the time were new believers, and they were also new believers who were often spat upon by the Jews. So they likely weren't getting too much outside help on life and godliness. Paul is writing this as outside help. So letters to churches like these are one way that Paul pursues the Great Commission, which is, you know, we're not just called to make converts of all nations. We're called to make disciples of all nations. So Paul writes this letter in hopes that he will be able to disciple these new believers from afar, even though he's unable to be with them in person at the moment. So going back to the theme we're talking about this morning, what does it look like for me to live by faith? I mentioned that Paul is going to cover this thoroughly throughout the book of Romans, but we haven't covered the rest of Romans yet, so we're going to look backwards for an example. Remember the shipwreck in Acts 27 and 28. So the ship that Paul was on wrecks, and they end up seeking refuge on the island of Malta. Now, Paul's had a pretty rough night at this point, and then he decides to lend a helping hand and grab some more firewood for the fire. But when he does, he gets bitten by a viper. We're not talking about a rat snake here. We're talking about a, you better find help and find it now, viper. Now, everyone who saw this freaked out, obviously. And they, being superstitious, assumed that Paul must have been a really rough guy if he had been punished with a shipwreck and a snake bite in the same night. And by the way, it's also cold and raining during all this. Not the best of times. But what happened in verse 5? Paul shook the snake off into the fire and suffered no harm. Now, if you aren't familiar with vipers, let me tell you a little bit about them. Vipers have fangs, and that's how they inject venom into prey. And those fangs are usually pretty long and pretty sharp. So Paul gets bit by this viper. It's hanging on his hand, And he proceeds to shake it off into the fire. Now, if that were me, I'd probably be running around screaming and asking somebody to help me get it off of me. But not Paul. What does he do? He shakes it off. Ouch. And not only that, but he shakes it off into the fire. He actually has the wherewithal to shake it off into the fire so that it doesn't hurt anyone. Was Paul just such a man's man that he could handle the situation like he did? Doubt it. Remember that they didn't have antivenom or at a hospital right up the road like we do. Depending on the snake, this probably would have been a death sentence. Yet Paul didn't freak out. Why? Because he had lived by faith. He knew that God had more for him to do, and he knew that this wasn't going to be the end for him. He lived by faith. Does this mean that we need to start handling vipers so that we can prove whether or not we're living by faith? Yeah, I'm going to have to pass on that one. But no, that's not what this means. Paul had faith based on what God had shown him, and we're called to do the same. So what has God shown you? As we continue throughout the book of Romans, we're going to see many more examples of what it means for us to live by faith. I hope you'll remember these key verses in Romans chapter 1, verses 16 through 17 as we do. So let's pray together. Lord, thank you so much for this week. Spending time in this passage reminds us that you have provided for us and sustained us for a purpose. Help us to carry out that purpose today and be faithful and bold in that. Help us to not be ashamed of the gospel. Instead, just, Lord, would you forgive us of our lack of faith and help us to rely wholly on you as you provide for our every need. You've given us every reason in the world to trust you and to have complete faith in you. Lord, we love you. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. So before we go, let's say our memory verse together. Romans chapter 6, verse 23. It says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord."
As we conclude this episode, remember that every chapter holds immense significance and power. Let's carry this journey beyond these moments and into our lives, allowing the teachings to shape our thoughts, actions, and relationships. May the wisdom we've uncovered guide us daily, fostering compassion, understanding, and love within our hearts and community. Thank you for joining us on this incredible venture through the New Testament. Let's continue to read, reflect, and grow together, allowing the transformative power of these sacred scriptures to illuminate our paths.